We're holding Maseches Peah, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. This Mishnah has a number of interpretations. The Bar Turner brings two. We'll say both of them. There are many others. Ein Megalgel B'Tofeach, Divrei Meir. The Meir holds, you can't be Megalgel B'Tofeach. Now, the first shot, according to the Bar Turner, is that Tofeach is a very inferior crop. It's called Jilabon in Arabic, and Artscroll translated as a grass pea. And megalglin means to roll up, meaning to harvest two crops simultaneously. And therefore, the first pshat in the Bar Tanura is, one may not harvest simultaneously the tofeach, the jilabon, the grass pea, along with another species, which is a crop which is much more valuable. The reason why is because, according to Rameer at least, a person will naturally be much more careful about not dropping any leket of the more expensive, valuable crop, and then will be disproportionately more sloppy with his harvest of the tofeach, the grass pea. It will end up net-net that the aniyim get shortchanged by having much less value in the field of leket because it's all grass pea and not the new, more valuable crop that the person harvesting focused on. Necham matir and necham say, it's not a problem. You could harvest grass pea simultaneously with another crop, Bipnesha Efshar, because it's altogether possible that there'll be no difference in the amount of grass pea that falls relative to the more expensive crop, whether it's done one at a time or both mixed together. That's the first pshat of the Bar Tanura. Then Magoglin means to mix together, harvesting two things simultaneously, and Tofeach means this inferior crop, the grass pea, according to Art Scroll. The second shot the Bar Tanura brings is that Ein Megalgel B'Tofeach means that one can't megalgel, to roll like the watering wheel. That is to say, before the age of sprinklers, what do? They essentially fill some kind of like barrel type device with water and put some holes inside of it. And then when one rolled it through the fields, the water would sprinkle out, thereby watering the field. And Tofeach is a reference to being very wet. Maybe familiar to listeners is to be like tofeach al manas lapiach, etc., to be so wet that it wets other things. So here the word tofeach means to make, you know, drenched. So the idea being, ein megalgel b'tofeach, one may not roll that watering wheel and thereby drench the fields that have leket inside of them while the aniyim have to get there, according to Reb Meir, because that will cause a hefset, a loss to the aniyim, the poor people. The Chacham, however, matirin, they let you do it. They allow a person to water his field. Again, we have to balance the needs of the poor aniyim who are coming and the Baal HaBayis who has a field to tend to and deal with his crops and, you know, next year's harvest, etc., etc. And therefore, the Chacham allow a person to water his fields, even if it means the leki gets wet, and even if that means the aniyim will lose some value. Mipnei she'efshar, because it's possible. What's possible? In the second shot of the Bar Tanura, it's possible to estimate the loss that's caused to the poor people by, you know, watering the field now and thereby making it muddy and wetting their crop. And since a person can estimate the loss that the aniyim, the poor people, incur, so he can just reimburse them. So the idea being, according to the Chacham here, according to the second pshat in the Bar Tanura, one would estimate the net loss caused by the aniyim, and when they come to collect their leket, instead of letting them collect leket, which is now, you know, drenched in the mud, you'll just sort of give them a compensatory amount of money.